we usually expect that the Haftarah relates in some way to the Parshas HaShavua. Sometimes in obvious ways, sometimes in inobvious ways. The Haftarah of Nitzavim, it's hard to imagine something more different from the Parsha than the Haftarah of Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim is heavy. Parshas Nitzavim speaks about crises, about the dark times in Jewish history, times when Klal Yisrael is entrenched in Chet, and times when Klal Yisrael is deep in Galus and deep in suffering. There's a lot of tough talk in Parshas Nitzavim. There's talk about Bechira Chafshis and the fact that our decisions matter, our decisions have consequences, and we make good decisions, sometimes we make bad decisions. A heavy Parsha. The Haftar of Nitzavim is unbelievably exultant, euphoric, such a happy, brilliant, shining Haftarah. Such an unbelievable contrast to the Parsha. Now it's true that the Haftarah of Nitzavim is one of the Shev de Nechemta, one of the seven Haftaras of Nechama. We began Parshas Va'eschanan, the Shabbos that follows Tisha B'Av, and as a matter of fact, this Shabbos is the final, the seventh in that series of seven Haftaras. And not only is it the final, but in many ways is the climax. It began with Nechama, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, and a reference, a recognition of Galus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Menachem us. I mean, we heard as we progressed through the arc of the Shev de Nechemta, there was a Mavaser Tzion, there are calls and predictions that things will get better. Then as we progressed over the last couple of weeks, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us back and increasingly bringing us back. In most of Mashiach, last week, Parshas Kisavo, the Haftar Kumiori, as the opening phrase indicates, full of light. Be'ita Achishena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely bring us back, and we can be zocha through our masim to even have an earlier and more glorious type of process of Bias HaMashiach. And then it climaxes in Parashas Nitzavim. We hear repeatedly, Yeshayahu speaks in this week's Haftarah about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael's chasen and kala, and the love between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, like the love in an ideal marriage, and such a glorious, shining Haftarah. The contrast in Nitzavim, although officially it's not the Haftar of Nitzavim, but the climax of Shev Nechemta, the contrast in Nitzavim is still very striking. And it's also striking that this is a Haftar that carries us to Rosh Hashanah. The Shev Nechemta begin after Tisha B'Av, but they bridge from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. That's something that maybe catches a little bit by surprise. There's a lot to say about this and a lot to think about this, and we would probably do well over the next 2 days to open up a Chumash and learn Nitzavim, to open up a Chumash and learn the Haftarah of Nitzavim, and to ask ourselves what's going on here, what are the themes, and how does it hang together, and how does it bring us to Rosh Hashanah? Perhaps a part of the puzzle lies in the following. Perhaps a part of the solution is that the truth is Rosh Hashanah itself contains a paradox. Rosh Hashanah itself has two faces to it. Rosh Hashanah is a Yemei Hadin. Rosh Hashanah is somber. Rosh Hashanah is serious. One thinks about where we have been over the last year. One considers that this was the Nigzar when Rosh Hashanah of Tashrin Payalaf. Rosh Hashanah matters. Rosh Hashanah is heavy. And at the same time, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. Surprisingly, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is, the Gemara tells us, Yevamos and Maseches Yevamos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that the psukim that we anticipate laning on Tzom Gedalia, Dirshu Adonai Bihi Matzah Okirahu Biyoso Karova, there's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly accessible and particularly close, and we should take advantage of that closeness. When is that time? The Gemara says, Aser Yisimei Tshuva is the time of greatest access to Ribbono Shel Olam. Interesting. From different aspects to Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch records, the Torah records, it was a machlokas ha-gaonim. What's the ideal menu for Rosh Hashanah? The word gaonim who said, the ideal menu for Rosh Hashanah is zero. The word gaonim who have the opinion that unlike Yom Kippur, you're not mechuyiv to fast, but of course it would be ideal if a Jew fasts in Yom Kippur. We reject that. based on Psukim and Sefer Ezra, we assume no. The ideal Rosh Hashanah is Olch l'mishosim u'smeichim to Simchas Yamtiv. Shulchan Aruch says it needs to be tempered, but Simchas Yamtiv. The Rambam writes, when he quotes, the Gemara says that we do not say Hal on Rosh Yom Kippur, unlike other Yomim Tovim, because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psukim l'fanav. It's a Yom Adin. The Rambam translates the Gemara's poetry into prose in the following way. He says, it's Yimei Yiru Pachat, serious time, Rashayim Kippur, Lo Yimei Simcha Yaseira. They're not days of, it doesn't just say not days of Simcha, not days of excessive Simcha. In other words, they are days of Simcha. Not enough Simcha. Not the type of unbridled Simcha that would lead us to hallel, a tempered Simcha, a balance, as Pasuk tells us, Gilu Bira'ada, a balance of sobriety and joy. Because on the one hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu is making decisions, and on the other hand, this is a time when we have greatest access to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where we go into Rosh Hashanah with a haircut, Shulchan Aruch says. It's a serious time, but it's also a joyous time. And there's that blend that we're meant to cultivate for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Gilu Bira'ada, the Ochel Meshosim Usmeichem. There's great joy in our Kirvas Elokim. Kirvas Elokim carries with it obligations. Kirvas Elokim, the closeness we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu means that there's a standard we're meant to reach for. And that's the Kriyas HaTorah of Parashas Nitzavim. There's a standard we're meant to reach for. And we have Bechir Chafshis, and sometimes we make good choices, sometimes we make poor choices. And we don't always, in the moment, enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way. At the same time, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our back. At the same time, we know that it's not always evident to us in real time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us. Kumi Ori, the light is shining whether we see it in the moment or not. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an ongoing, unbreakable relationship with the Klal Yisrael. And the moments of greatest access, the 240 hours of greatest access all year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are coming soon. Elu asar, dir shashir Hashem b'himatzo, elu asar, yam shvei yoshroshon yom kippurim. The greatest access to Ribbono Shel Olam begins this coming Monday night. The Haftarah of Nitzavim reminds us of how glorious, how euphoric that opportunity is. The Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Nitzavim reminds us that it's something, an opportunity we must take advantage of, an opportunity that we need to earn to continue to build on the possibility that relationship offers us.